This week in the Civil War, early in September 1863, William Rosecrans' Union Army of the Cumberland crossed the Tennessee River in preparation of moving against Chattanooga and her Confederate defenders. Fearing the worst for his state and appealing to Jefferson Davis for assistance, Tennessee's Confederate governor, Isham G. Harris, received assurances from Davis that both reinforcements and arms are being sent to Braxton Bragg's threatened army. Earlier, Davis had combined the Army of Eastern Tennessee, commanded by Simon Buckner, with Bragg's command, increasing the size of Bragg's army but bringing to Bragg a subordinate officer who had held a grievance for Bragg's 1862 invasion of Kentucky, Buckner's state. With fellow subordinate commanders William Hardy and Leonidas Polk previously expressing a lack of respect for Bragg, the stage was set for conflict within the Army of Tennessee. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.